You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Business Class。商务电子邮件这个话题我们已经探讨了很多。这期节目里，我们邀请到了语言专家 Simon Cuttahy， 请他和董征还有伦敦政治经济学院的中国留学生们一起来谈谈书写商务电子邮件时语言方面应该注意的要点。在上集节目中，我们的商务专家 Selwyn 谈到了电子邮件内容的理解范围是很大的 ，scope for interpretation， 理解的范围。那我们今天就来练习一下你的理解能力。假如你叫 Mark， 你刚刚辛苦地花了整整一个周末时间完成了一个报告，周一早上一到办公室，你就收到了老板 Nigel 的一封电子邮件。在商务课堂的网站上，你能够看到这封电子邮件和其回复的文字。不过现在我们来一起听一下这封邮件的内容，在听的过程中注意看你是否能判断这封邮件的语气 tone 是友好的还是不友好的呢。在听完邮件的内容后，我们会听到 Simon 和商务课堂的同学们一起谈论这个话题。你准备好了吗？请仔细听。
2.Mark Harrison, APAC Management. Mark, I just left a message on your voicemail. I was wondering when the draft report might be ready. As you know, Thursday is the deadline, and I know that Sarah is concerned that we won't have sufficient time to review the document properly. Could you give me an update when you get this, please? Nigel.
Okay, just looking at this email, what do you notice about its tone?
是的，大家觉得这封邮件的口气 the tone 是什么样的呢？
Shiyang.
I think it's really casual. And from the email, we can actually see that Mark and Nigel, they know each other, and probably they have a good relationship between both of them. So the email, it's not really formal. It's actually in an informal form.
Could you give me an example of that, maybe?
It's just Mark. It's not Dear Mark or Mr. Harrison.
Good.
It's just Mark.
Yeah, I think you've got it. The opening is just Mark, so it's just the name, and it finishes with the name as well. So we can tell they know each other. It's an internal email, so it's less formal than the external one. You say the tone is friendly. Simi, you're shaking your head.
I think basically it's the boss is pushing his employees to do the work. So it's very pushy, not very friendly.
Good. And Jet?
And I think, in my opinion, I think the boss, Nigel, in this case, sounds quite concerned about whether they can actually meet the deadline.
Good, good. What are the key words? We've got deadline, we won't have time...Give me an update. Yeah, this is not a very friendly email. He wants Mark to do something, I think. Good.
确实，就是虽然这是一个企业内部的邮件，而且用语呢，他们也不用非常的正式。不过，Nigel 这封邮件的 tone， 他的语气还是比较的严肃的。比如说 ，Nigel 一上来并没有说 Hi Mark， 邮件的结尾最后也没有说 Thank you 或者 Best regards 这样的客气话。
Okay, let's listen to a possible response to Nigel's email.After the clip, we'll talk about whether you think it's a good response or not.
Two, Nigel Evans, APAC Management. Dear Nigel, thank you very much for your email about the project report. You'll be relieved to hear that everyone here has been working on this report very hard indeed. I came into work on Sunday to finish it off.It's been a very long process, but hopefully it will be more than satisfactory when it's completed. I was, of course, planning to have the report on your desk this morning, but unfortunately, at the last moment, Jane spotted one or two mistakes in some of the tables. Basically, she had miscalculated the contingency at 10% instead of the 12% we'd agreed before. We're changing that right now, and you should get the report by the end of today.I'm very sorry for the delay. All the best, Mark. Mark Harrison.
Okay, so is that a good response to Nigel's email, do we think? A few people shaking their heads. Simi?
I think there are several points that is not very proper. The first thing is, the email is a little bit wordy, not very concise. And the second thing is basically this person is blaming someone else for the delay of this report. And overall, it sounds like finding excuse for the delay, not really precise it in a very positive way.
Yeah, that's a good point, I think. Yeah, you said it's not very concise. Yeah, it's not getting to the point. Yeah, and he blames somebody else. Also, what was Nigel's original question? What did he want to know, Simi?
Basically, the boss wants to know when the report will be finished, and the email didn't give any clue about this.
Good. And when does he mention when the report will be finished? Does he mention it at the start of the email?
At the end of the email.
Right at the end, after all these excuses, yeah. So when you're responding, that should be the first thing you respond to, because that's what the person wants to find out. Good.
您现在收听的是 BBC Business Class Language Expert。刚刚听到的只是我们完整节目的一小部分。如果想收听全部的节目内容，请登录 bbcukchina.com， 然后点击 BBC Business Class。在下期节目中，我们将开始讨论一个新的话题——电话沟通。商务专家 Andrew Methven 将会和我们来谈谈他在用外语进行电话沟通前是如何做准备的。请不要错过收听。
BBCUKChina.com